Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Build It Better podcast. My name is Tracy. You can follow me on Twitter at Lady Elite. I'm joined by two amazing co-hosts
Oh, shucks, you. We're not that amazing. Okay, we're amazing. Hi, I'm Adam. I'm Adam L. Barrett. You can find me on the Fediverse now at bigab@techhub.social.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
But
It's an
y'all
honor
aren't
place
on the
to be.
same server, so.
I don't even know. It doesn't even matter. We don't have to be. I follow him. He follows me. This
I
is the
love it.
Fediverse, man.
I'm Jesse. I'm also in the Fediverse at jessecogwheel.social. And this is great because we're talking about Activity Pub today. I'm so happy to see you on the Fediverse, Adam.
Well,
Welcome to the
that's
Fediverse.
technically why I changed my handle. I
Oh,
mean,
you
there's also the whole like, hey, if your boat is burning, you might as well try and find a lifeboat. But that's a
Oh,
whole
come
different
on.
story.
Everybody will be back on Twitter.
Nobody's coming back.
What do you
Possibly.
mean everyone's back on
No,
Twitter?
nobody's coming back. How's your MySpace page, Tracy? Are you
I
keeping
think
that up
it might
too?
still be up.
I
Oh, it's
actually
up.
looked. MySpace is really totally defunct right now.
Oh.
Oh, really? So sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the fire sale after Yahoo, they stopped. Like, I went to, if you go to the home, like, it was a music home page for a while, and like, it was like gonna be Bandcamp, but not crappy, or like, not, yeah, it's terrible. So,
Well, that's
Activity
too bad.
Pub.
Yeah, Activity Pub. Now all I'm thinking about is Tom from MySpace. So,
Hi, Tom. Tom, if
do
you're
you
out
think
there,
Tom
you
is on
did
the
it right.
Fediverse?
No, I
No,
think Tom did it
okay.
right. He sold MySpace and went to an island and lived quietly and happily ever after.
He
Like,
said, screw all these social media people.
that's actually a great idea.
Tom had the right idea.
All
Suck them
right.
all in, cash out, go away.
So normally on the show we talk about like patterns and architecture and stuff, and then and presuming we're doing the same thing, but what are we talking about today? You've said it already once, but
Yeah, so Activity Pub is almost like a pattern. It's basically a W3 standard on activity stream that sort of produces a standard format for sharing content. So for basically activities, for like creating posts, for activities or status or images, things like that. There's also micro dot or pub. PubSub, and what's the other one?
Yum, pub sub.
Love me some PubSub noodles.
Wait,
But really, like the standardization
no, a
of
pub sub is a Publix sandwich, pub sub.
a pub sub,
Publix
a public
sandwich?
sandwich.
First of all, Publix sandwich does
Yeah.
not sound
No,
delicious at
yeah,
all. It
I
sounds
don't think that's a
awful.
good idea. I just picture like, you know, those 30-foot long subs, and they just bring one to a park bench, and they're like,
Oh,
everybody, feel free. And you're just
Publix.
allowed to like
It's a
chop
grocery
pieces
store.
off. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Moving on.
Wow.
Okay,
That's
sorry.
technically that's not what he was talking about, your
Yes.
grocery store sandwich. He was talking about the publish subscribe pattern pub sub. And
Yeah, so
please,
Activity
Jesse,
Pub,
continue.
activity streams basically extends like an activity type. So you have like it's a way to shape data so that different entities can communicate and talk to each other and basically subscribe to each other's content. Like, think about like RSS was like, hey, I will check when you have new content and I'll bring it down. And your RSS feed had a general XML type format, right? It had title, description, episode, you know, item, title, description, item, title, description, item, right? It was all sort of rolled up so that you could lay it out. And then you would subscribe to a ton of blogs. This was like 2000, the highlight of
You're pretending
2006.
RSS isn't around still, but let's move on.
I mean, I would say I still have an RSS feeder. I read it like adamantly every day. Like, but I would say what 90% of our audience has never used an RSS reader. Think that would be
You think
accurate?
so?
Never.
I
Maybe don't
mean,
now since Google shut down RSS readers,
Adam, we're
but.
very old. You have to like come to
Ugh, I
terms with
hate
the
being
idea
old.
that you are on the edge of this, like.
How could things be so different from 10 years ago? That doesn't make any sense.
Because when you say 10 years ago, it was really 20 years ago.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, then it goes to say, like, if we're doing an architecture podcast, which what we are, how old do you have to be an architect? And how old are you to be
There's
working
like a
on
minimum
people's
age
dinosaur
requirement.
old.
Yes.
Here's my thought. What you are architect eligible when you are really grumpy about the state of the ecosystem. Like when you get over that, wow, everything is shiny and new and things are moving fast and we're breaking things and we're doing, when you get over that and you're like, no, I don't want to use that. I just want to use what is old and boring and tried and true. You have reached that status.
Well, so okay. Like for this activity pub thing in like Mastodon, for example, right? Like, can you like, I guess like the idea of activity pub, can you just like, why can't you subscribe to everything? Or does there need to be like some sort of like Mastodon V2 and you can like use activity pub to, I mean, can you use activity pub to subscribe to both of them? Or like, does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, so I think what you're talking more about the economics of it. Like, you're going to eventually get, I think, aggregators in this sort of Fediverse because mm-hmm. we have this natural tendency to sort of group things together. And people are like, well, how do I hashtag search? And you're like, well, the hashtag only exists in these instances and doesn't search multiple instances. And people are like, well, that's a problem. And yeah, it may be a problem. Like you want to be able to, we're so used to having everything at our fingertips immediately. So let me give you a little scenario. I have my instance. So I stood up an instance of Mastodon. It is actually it's called Acoma. It's in Elixir. It's not even in Ruby. It's not even written in Mastodon, but it adheres to most of the APIs of Mastodon. So I can subscribe. I can follow anybody out in the Fediverse. Like I follow Adam. We had a chat, and I also have relays because I'm the only one on my server. So it's kind of a boring place. So I have relays where I basically pump in all the Firehose information from other instances and cache it and keep it on mine. So if I search for a hashtag, I'm likely going to find something because there's nobody on there but me. And it's like a personal feed. So think like take Twitter and RSS and sort of fold them over on each other where you've got like a curated list. It's always in chronological order. Nobody is injecting stuff into your timeline other than what you sort of want to see. Does that make sense?
It's so funny because it's like the idea of Mastodon is like to, maybe we're getting away from ActivityPub so much, but like, you know, the idea of Mastodon is to go back to community and like focus less on like marketing messages and searching and things like that. But it also kind of like silos you in a sense and makes information or conversations like harder to find. But that's kind of the point because you don't want marketers to be marketing to you, listening in on your messages.
Yeah. And so like all the messages are public and there's actually, you know, I don't know how much time Adam spends on this, but these messages are being passed back and forth over the standard format of ActivityPub. So you can hoover them all up and you have seen people will scrape them. And there's often, there's a device in the communities where like, why are you scraping these? Like these aren't meant to be scraped. And people are like, why not? It's public information. It's out there just being sort of put around. Some instances have specific like no scraping or no robot files on their instance to keep Google from indexing them. Others are happily like some of the more dev advocate ones are explicitly indexed. Like there's a setting in your Mastodon server to like set up indexing. Like, do you want this to be scrapable or not? And it's like, well, it kind of depends on what you want your instance to be. If you're dev advocates, you absolutely want all that information out there and searchable and textable, which is why I think there's going to be some sort of aggregators that are going to create these sort of like big sort of instances where they are pulling and
indexing and searching. And then they charge you for it, just like Twitter charges you for their fire hose.
Well, yeah. So that's a business model. They could pull that in and index it and charge you for the fire hose. But also the users become the product, right? Oh, we have this huge Fediverse. It's growing by the millions. Now Coca-Cola, you know, we can do targeted ads for them, which is fine. Like, I mean, we've been doing advertising since like the Bible was made, since Gutenberg, right? Like the books were never really free. Like they were just more available. And like, that's a fine. And you know, some people are like, ew, targeted ads are gross. And it's like, I would rather see an advertisement for like a solid state hard drive than like alligator shoes. Like, I don't care about alligator shoes.
You know what, Crocs? Might
be, I don't. Ooh, now Crocs. You get me with a good pair of squishy Crocs.
Well, I think we moved far, far away from Activity Pub as a, I guess, as a protocol.
Yeah, that's what I kind of want to get a clarification on. So you're talking about Activity Pub is like a standard then, and then it has in it activity streams, which are like streams of people doing things, streams of, you know, like you said, there's posts of pictures or chats or whatever. So what is the, what, how does it get consumed, I guess? Like, if these streams are created, what is the standard mechanism for like, oh, I, how often do they pull out? Do they like, are there connections that are just constant to like you said, you had relays. Are those constantly on relays that are just constantly taking in, you know, pings or something? How does it work?
I know there is, the Activity Pub is just the standard format as far as I know. So, and there's Activity Streams, which is based on Activity Pub, which is like an open WebSocket for like pumping that. Yeah. So it everything is built just on, basic web standards. And the idea is the implementation is entirely separate. Mm-hmm. So like whether you short pull or long pull or, some clients will set up Activity Pub streaming once you connect and get your latest download. So like over the holidays, I started building an instance and it's like, okay, so I fetch new messages. And then I basically in the first iteration was like, all right, every 2 minutes, fetch again. And it's based, and it's RSS stacked. So it's by ID and by index. And I can say, hey, give me all the messages since this ID. And I just ask the server for it. And then my relay is checking every 60 seconds mm-hmm. for new content since last ID. And then it's up to the other end to be like, oh, okay, here's the blurt, here's the blob. Since that ID with the like pagination payload at footer at the bottom. And then I hold on to that and I do another fetch every 60 seconds. So like you can see if you go into my logs, it's sort of just this rolling blob of stuff. And it's like, keep that for 7 days. And it's like, okay. But yeah, it's a lot of everyone on your instance has a follow list, you know? So let's say the three of us are on an instance. And all three of us follow three people on different instances. Our server is spending time going through those nine are basically RSS. Because if you do at RSS on the end of anyone's Activity Pub, you just get an old school XML RSS feed. Like, so what you're going to get is basically what you get is this, like this constant back and forth of like, hey, can I get the latest from these people? Hey, can I get the latest from these people? And the instance holds that information. Now, it only depends on who's on your instance and who those people are following. Depends on how many servers you go out to, right? So it's not like every server is going out to every instance and pulling down all the stuff. They're not shards or copies or clones or replicants, right? That's too data heavy and intense. These are just the people on there are going and getting the information that they need and holding onto it in small bits. And then offering that information back up when someone says, hey, Adam at Tech Hub. So I need Adam's feed at Tech Hub Social. Tech Hub Social is going to be like, all right, here you go. It's always ready to like hand that out.
Is that the only thing that an instance would hold on to is the data that was made there? And then maybe, like you said, like a 7-day cache of other stuff it's pulled in.
Yeah. Mine also holds cached media that it touches. So like if you post an image and I say, hey, Tech Hub, can I get Adam's feed? It's like, yeah, here's the stuff in Adam's image. I'm going to hold that in cache, in media cache, so that when Jesse asks for like his feed, Adam's pictures are going to show up local, like from his server.
The only like thing that Activity Pub is used for? I mean, it's become a standard. So like who else uses Activity Pub?
Yeah. I mean, it became a standard quite a while ago, right? 2006, 2000. Oh my gosh. How far back does it go?
Yeah. But like, wow, that like, you know, the internet standards bodies thought that this whole like, I don't know, do we even call it like decentralized social network interactions or something is like important enough for it to become a standard? That's pretty intense.
Yeah. I think it looks like 2017. So the general idea was to stack up and make communication between servers in a sort of standard social format for this like inbox outbox sort of idea of websites talking to each other with a variety of content that didn't have to be. So you could build a Twitter type thing without, or even just the standard interaction from Twitter to Facebook and from Facebook to MySpace and to Tumblr and other things. So other instances could, so you as a user could post somewhere and then basically that post could trickle out to other places using that standard format.
I remember back in the day, and this was like, I don't even know. I think this was like 2008, 2010 maybe or something like that. When, you know, everybody was like, I started a blog. I have a Tumblr, right? And I remember certain websites, and I can't remember which ones. I can't even remember if it was Tumblr or what. But like you could email a blog post and it would post. Do you guys remember that?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, were they, do you think they were using ActivityPub like under the hood?
I think they were probably doing some sort of early version of that. Cause I do remember like you could email to like your blogger. Like I could email to this like random @blogger and it would show up on my blog.
Yeah, like, yeah.
One, writing an email is like an awful thing to do. Like, that sounds terrible.
Dude, I'd rather write an email on a blog than have to like log in and do all that. Or text message yourself.
Yeah, well, text message
or tweet.
I used to text tweet all the time.
So I think you mentioned it last week, but to bring it back to patterns and architecture and whatever for a second. So this sounds very much like the whole Activity Hub is sort of based on that actor model idea.
Oh,
it sounds
much.
Like every instance is like an actor because it has its own state, its own database that it like hangs onto and its own media files and whatnot. And then all it does is it gets addresses by other people like typing them in, essentially like finding, oh, I want to find Adam at bigab@techhub.social. So then I put that in.
Nice
and it's
plug.
Like, okay, now I know that address. So I will go fetch those, and now I have some of that for Jesse when he comes to look at it, right? And that's all it is that everybody getting these addresses from, like, users basically manually putting them in or, like, finding them or whatever, and then sharing them, and then it's just message passing. Everybody's just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to ask for data from you. I'm going to, right? That's what this is, right? And it all seems to be done over, like, HTTP maybe or?
It's all done over HTTP. It's a lot of it's JSON formatted. And I think there's even an XML format. But think about it like ActivityPub is just a protocol like email. Mm-hmm. Like, so, you know, we had Hotmail, and then we had Juno, and then we had SpringMine, and then like everybody had, you know, and then there was like MSN. That one's way old.
Still Hotmail.
I went to lunch yesterday, and there was a big, like, if you have questions, like, there was a big sign in the front that said, like, it was like, like fo@hotmail.com. And I was like, wow, that sign has been there a long time.
I still use my Hotmail address all the time.
Of course.
I also have bigab@live.ca in case anybody wants to email me. So,
but like, then, it's kind of exciting though that like the actor model is like, we were talking last week about like, where's the actor model used? But then like you actually look at ActivityPub, and when they talk about the architecture of ActivityPub, they're like, yes, every message is sent on behalf of an actor. It's like, oh my God, we found it in the wild so fast. Right,
very, very explicitly following the actor.
Yes.
And it goes deeper, like, and it goes into a specific mailbox. Like really, like ActivityPub is the quintessential actor model diagram.
That's
like if
so
you go
cool.
to, what is it, ActivityPub.rocks. That there's literally a image at the top that is the actor model, like to the letter. It's amazing.
I just like wonder why though. There's like, I mean, the fact that there's even like a community, you know, a W3C community group like around, you know, social web stuff like this or standards like this really makes me think like, wow, what's next for the web for us?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think they were really trying to, you know, if you go back and read through some of these, like they were trying to pull social activity and the big use case of sharing information, individual sharing quickly out of silos and into general use. And we'll see how that plays out, right? You know, if Tumblr says that they're going to implement Activity Pub here shortly, we'll see what happens with Mastodon. Eventually, Tracy will leave Twitter after the boat has finally sunk.
Tumblr out. I mean, was Tumblr dead? Is it not dead now? Is it
No,
like,
Tumblr is back with a vengeance. They were bought by Automattic. They're under Matt Mullenweg from WordPress.
oh, wow. Hello.
And this
Is
was 2 years
WordPress
ago.
back?
Dude, WordPress never
I'm
left.
just
WordPress has
kidding. I'm
never
just
left.
kidding.
You
Just like
shut your mouth,
Hotmail,
Tracy.
okay?
You shut your
Just like
mouth.
Hotmail.
Leave WordPress alone.
WordPress is like that Macy's department store at the mall that just will, it's like the only store left at the mall. And it's like the
What's
anger right there.
jQuery then?
jQuery. Oh, jQuery is the Spencer's Gifts of
Oh,
that mall.
if
Maybe a
Spencer's
Hot
Gifts is
Topic.
dead. I know, I was gonna say Hot Topic. I was like, where's Hot Topic come into
Yeah.
this?
I had to use jQuery the other day. We were using it in Cypress, and it's like, oh, break out your jQuery syntax. Here we go.
Nice.
It's good
Well, this is
stuff.
a fun conversation. So what do you think we should leave our listeners with for Activity Pub? Like, go check it out, set up your own Mastodon server.
Well, that may be a bit much. I would start with ActivityPub.rocks and just look at, you know, read through that and be like, oh. And that is the sort of like building block that Mastodon and Fediverse and like everything else sort of works up from there. But if you understand ActivityPub, then any of this other like fancy jargon of streams and follows and replicants and relays will just fall into a very simple bucket of actor model. And you'll be able to really understand like very easily where things originate, why the message threads are because like, you know, there's 5 and 6 page blog posts on like why message threads are like forked out and why you may not see certain things. And like, it doesn't make a lot of sense unless you really understand the core here of ActivityPub, which is why I wanted to talk about it today, is because like, once you get the basics, man, the rest of it's easy peasy.
Well, moving towards the future where Hotmail and
I
Tumblr.
don't know. Me and Adam are here in the future, Tracy. When are you going to join us in the
You
future? At Lady Elite,
can still find me on Twitter at
at Lady
Lady
Elite.
Elite. Yeah, I mean, I do have a Mastodon though, because people have been following me on it, but I just
People
don't
are
know where I
there.
am, or I can't remember, but I did join it a few years ago.
There you go.
So,
We're gonna have to dig up your Mastodon login from 1Password and get you back in there.
it's
I know.
possible it's a dupe account too, because I've actually noticed there is a lot of Ben Leshes, and I doubt they're all him.
Yeah, that's the other trick, is that like there are no reserve names, so there's not a, you know, remember the gold rush, like when new services stand up and we all just rush to claim our names and then like, ah, we'll come back when it's bigger. There, that incentive, it doesn't exist, right? You could be Adam or Jesse or Tracy at whatever instance you want. It's like email.
Well, and
I'm
also
going to
there's
make
no
a
security, right?
cogwheel.social, but a CO or C0G
Oh, like
cogwheel.com.
KOG, that'd be messed
Well, that's
up.
what I was going to say. There's no security. So all these Ben Leshes, they have like his picture and his posts and
Oh
stuff are
my
like
gosh.
regurgitated on them, but they're not him.
Yeah. And there's, you know,
I'm going
we,
to
you know,
become Kim Kardashian at cogwheel.social.
bling, bling, bling.
Good thinking.
Am I going to have blings?
Doesn't Kim Kardashian have to have blings?
Might be suspicious if you don't.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, it was fun chatting, and stay tuned for the next episode. There's a ton of exciting stuff happening, and you can find us on the internet. Hope to see you next time, and thanks for coming.
Bye, everyone.